Hello. Good morning.
You don't look like Casey.
No, I'm KJ, actually.
Yay!
It's actually Breakfast with KJ and Vic this morning.
Oh, the girls.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Good, good, good. How are you?
It won't allow us.
Cork's Good Times. To August. Red FM Breakfast. With KC.
Actually, it's Katie Jane here with you this morning. And Vic, she's here.
Yay.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. They must be mad leaving us two in charge.
What's the story there? We haven't even seen a Kelly or a Rory yet.
No, they'll appear soon, don't you worry.
They better, because they can't just be here by ourselves unsupervised. Vic is ridiculous.
Come here.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was all right. The weather yesterday was unbelievable. It was like the end of the world.
It was a bit dramatic, is it?
Yes. Little bit dramatic, but it was fairly bad.
It was a bit wet.
Couldn't go outside the door.
Ah, Vic.
No, I didn't go outside the door yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my little lads went to the cinema. That was about the height of it.
Come here now, right? Today is what? The 30th of September.
Yeah.
Have you a fire in your house?
Yeah, we had the fire going.
Did you have it on?
Yeah.
Was that the first one?
No, second.
No.
Yeah.
When was the first?
The first was actually about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I'd say.
Oh, Vic, that's an awful sign of the times.
Yeah.
Awful sign of the times.
Yeah.
Anything nice before yesterday for the weekend?
Well, it was my small fella's birthday there on.
Ah,
it's all birthdays,
yeah, it
in my house. It's my better half's birthday today as well. So
oh.
We had a birthday Friday and a birthday today. So
happy
loads
birthday.
Of cake.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I won't say better. I'll say other half. I'll do
better.
I was coming up the road from West this morning. And do you know what looks impressive?
What?
If anybody is out the N22 direction this morning while it's still dark, Circus Garbola is over there.
Oh, is
all
it?
Lit up.
Oh, is it?
It looks like you could go in for a circus at 6 in the morning. It is illuminated.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what? It gave me a right pep in my step this morning.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you that
it's
much.
Nice to see that.
We've loads on the show this morning.
We do.
Do you want to fill us in?
We've got two competitions actually running all this week. We've got Now membership up for grabs.
We do.
We also have gym memberships up for grabs. That's for district and health and leisure. We have all the latest things, Vic's VIPs, pop quiz and loads more.
It's all going on. Yay. It's like September is a bit like a January, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like the second beginning.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I won't say the other thing.
On Cork's Good Times.
That's Mark Amber. It's Belong Together on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Today, Vic, is the 30th of September. Good morning to you. All the latest things.
All the latest things.
All of the latest things. We always have all of the latest things on Red FM Breakfast, don't we, Vic?
We
have all of the latest things all of the time. Tottenham outclassed 10-man Manchester United at Old Trafford, beating them 3-0. Piling renewed pressure on manager Eric Ten Hag.
You really sound like you know what you're talking about there with the old
Hello,
soccer.
My name is Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Well, do you know any better?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No, you did a great job. I'm
Thanks very much. That's Fred again. It's Adore You on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Good morning. It is 6:26 of a Monday morning. Do you like that?
Oh, very French.
Good, isn't it?
Very French.
I'm feeling the good vibes this morning.
Yeah.
The hips are going.
It's like we're in a little, little convertible driving down
this
the road.
It's lovely. It's 26 minutes past six of a Monday morning.
A few baguettes in the back of the car.
A few baguettes. Rolls.
Yeah, rolls. Sorry, love. Rolls. A few rolls.
Meter long rolls.
Yeah.
Come here, you have a story about a phone charger.
Yeah, this is kind of funny.
I hope it's very funny now, Vic, because
it's not funny, but it's interesting. So basically, there was a flight heading to Miami and they were delayed on the tarmac. So because they were delayed on the tarmac, the pilot told them to get off, stretch your legs. We don't know how long we're going to be sitting here for. This is a delay.
That is nice.
Right.
That doesn't always happen.
No, it doesn't. But Carry it happened on. Here.
Right.
So the pilot said to them all, take all your belongings and everything with you, I guess just in case they get changed to a different plane or something like that. So yes. They all had to take their stuff off. And as they were disembarking the plane,
I love it.
A man realised that his phone charger was missing. And he thought he'd found the culprit, so started shouting at this girl. And this is the clip. So this is the guy on the plane asking the girl if she had taken his charger.
Excuse me, did you take my charger?
Yeah,
why would you take my charger?
Because we got off the flight.
Yeah, but my charge, that's my charger. Why would you take it?
You're gonna get it back.
But why would you take it, though, without permission?
Because nobody was on the flight, bro.
Yeah, but that's my charger.
And you're getting it back?
Okay, can I have it back?
Give me one second.
Yeah, but don't steal things. You can't take things without asking.
When nobody is on the flight...
Oh, you just take things? Like we're not coming back? Why don't you take people's luggage then?
Dude, it's okay.
I was literally going to give it.
No, you can't take things without asking. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be famous. You're going to be on TikTok.
Is it stealing?
Yes, that is stealing. Absolutely.
Is it stealing?
Absolutely. Yes, it's stealing. You're giving it back because I caught you and everybody else saw you. That's why.
That is wild.
Yeah, so he filmed her during the whole thing and basically said to her, you're going to be famous because you're going to be up on TikTok. In her defence, she is saying that the phone charger was not plugged in. It was just laying on the floor. And that...
Do you pick it up?
I don't know, lads. This is the question. Her name is Vanessa. And to be fair, I think she's received so much online abuse since it happened, because obviously she was filmed, so she was identified. This is what she had to say about the whole thing.
I am getting bombarded with harassment. So for context, this charger was found on the ground of an emptying flight where we were told to remove all possessions. It was on the ground. I kind of like embraced the people behind me, kind of showing that I had it. No stealthy behavior here. And then when I got on, I immediately told him that I would give him back his charger, but to just give me a second because several hours have passed. He'd been delayed for over 3 hours. Watching the video, like, I could have acted more gracefully, but I was really stressed out, boarding, concerned about my cat, clearly out of breath, exhausted after over 8 hours at the airport, only to be recorded and yelled at. And if I've learned anything through this, I think it's that maybe a little bit more patience and kindness would probably solve quite a bit of those problems.
So...
One of them, two of them here.
Yeah, what's she doing there?
She's kind of putting two of them.
Yeah, she's putting the blame back on him. Who was in the right?
No, they're both wrong.
Yeah.
They're both insane.
They're expensive though, those chargers, aren't they?
They are, but I mean, so it sounds like tensions were very high at this point.
You haven't seen the video, but if you see the video, yeah.
Tensions are very high.
Yeah.
She could have just said, okay, here's your charger.
Yeah, she could have.
She did not need to say,
no,
hang on a second.
Yeah.
But also, he didn't need to start recording her.
No. So, yeah, there you go.
That's 2024.
That's 2024 for you, yeah. Yeah. Imagine just being recorded, though, on the phone.
What do you think?
I'm not sure, really. She probably shouldn't have taken it. She probably should have left it. That would be my main feeling.
It's all a bit much, is it?
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Apocalypse Now. Stream The Walking Dead. Daryl Dixon. The Book of Carol. Weekly with Now. Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Victoria Nichols, you've got VIPs for us.
I have. Let's start with supermodel Naomi Campbell. She's basically spent the weekend defending herself to the press. This is after she was banned as a charity trustee. Okay, I'm going to fill you in on the story. So basically, her charity, which is called Fashion for Relief, has been found by a watchdog to have not been passing on as much money as it should have to charity. So basically, the findings were that, I don't know why I'm laughing, it's awful, but they were spending all the money on cigarettes for Naomi and security.
No way.
Yeah.
That is so 90s supermodel, isn't it? stop it.
That's what the finding was. Yes. Yeah,
so I'm not even surprised.
The UK watchdog found that they were spending a load of money on cigarettes and security for Naomi Campbell. But she was asked by various different media outlets across the weekend what the story was, and this is what she had to say.
Just found out today about the findings.
and I'm extremely concerned, and we are investigating on our side, as I was not in control of my charity. I put the control in the hands of a lawyer, and so we are investigating to find out what and how, as everything I do and every penny I ever raise goes towards charities.
Apart from the 20 pack of John Player Blues that they just bought for me. Yeah, it's not a good look, is it?
It's not. I'm just so not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
I'm just
neither.
Not.
Neither. Yeah, I know.
That's her weekly shop, I'd say.
That's her weekly shop.
It has. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't
yeah.
say that.
Bottled water and a few of those things. All right. So,
that's
yeah,
a good match.
She's been defending. I love the way she's like, I've no idea what you're talking about.
This
has
oh
nothing to do with me.
This is wild.
I had someone else running my charity. I've just found out about the findings.
I just found out about the findings.
Meanwhile, over in the corner is a waste paper bin full of about 200 wild. Empty packets of fags.
That's wild.
Sabrina Carpenter's new album,
in
Short
News.
And Sweet, yeah, in other news, has officially gone platinum. Okay, hang on a second, lads. Right?
I love that for her.
Hang on a second.
Go on.
Has she not only been out on the music scene for about a week and a half?
Oh, Vic, no.
Really?
Oh, no.
Fill
no,
me in.
No.
Fill
no.
me in.
Sabrina Carpenter has been... She is one of these 10-year overnight successes.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So she's been on the grind for a long, long time.
Has she?
Yeah.
She's about 16.
No, she isn't.
How old is she?
Let's put this into context, Mick. She is indeed seeing Barry Keoghan, who is famously not 16.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Was 16 in Love Hate, maybe not now. But okay. Yeah, no, she has, yeah.
She's
and she has she brought that cult following with her as well. So there's
right.
a lot of people will say when she when the tickets went on sale for her tour
yeah.
that'll come to Ireland next year,
yeah, yeah.
a lot of people are going, okay, hang on, I've been following her now since before you ever heard Espresso. And
oh.
and about 10 years since before you heard Espresso.
Because that was the first time I ever heard of her was Espresso.
There you go. And then most people, you see, she got a radio play.
That's what happens.
That's what happens. That's the power of the radio.
It's a bizarre thing. Industry, isn't it?
Wild. Yeah, it is. It's wild.
Absolutely bizarre. Well, she's gone platinum anyway.
Fair play.
Yeah, fair play to her, absolutely. And then there was a bit of news over the weekend about Chapel Roan. We both heard bits and bobs about this and saw bits and bobs on up on social media. She pulled out of a music festival appearance at the weekend. She said she was overwhelmed by public scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why she was being scrutinised?
No, tell me.
So she put up this TikTok video basically saying that stop just assuming that you can take photos with me or of me.
Right.
I am but a human.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
In more words.
Because she's spoken out about that before, hasn't
mm-hmm.
she?
Mm-hmm.
She has spoken out
so
about...
people are kind of... A lot of people aren't impressed with that. But at
yeah.
the same time, difficult.
Yeah. Well, she obviously, I would say, struggles with that side of the industry.
Yeah.
Struggles with people being up that close and personal with her.
Definitely.
But it kind of comes with the territory, doesn't it, Katie Joan?
It does a bit. It does a bit, but I think it's come at her very hard and fast.
Yes, so she's overwhelmed.
I would say very
yeah, so she pulled out of the festival. What did they do instead, I wonder?
I saw a TikTok and yeah. which said that a host of drag queens took to the stage instead.
Oh, is that what happened?
And lip-synced and danced to Chapel Roan music instead.
God, I love
and
that.
The crowd absolutely loved it.
Oh, well, fair play.
Loved it.
That's a great stand-in, isn't it?
I think that it worked. It seems to have worked very well. And to be honest, I'd be happy.
Absolutely.
I'd
happy,
be happy
days.
These
well done,
happen.
Chapel.
Thanks for the VIP, Sve.
You're welcome.
We'll go again in a while, will we?
All right, we will. Yeah.
Sunny Federa with Jazzy and DOD. That's Some Days and Cork's Good Times. It's Red FM. It is 7:12 in the morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Red FM Breakfast with KJ and Vic. Vic is still here.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
That's grand, isn't it?
Yeah. How was
still
your weekend?
My weekend was good. I actually had a lovely weekend.
Okay.
But we'll do that later because we need to talk about all the latest things.
Okay.
Have you got latest things?
I've got.
Do you know? Do you know what the latest things are today?
I've always got latest things.
You always have the latest things.
I do, yeah. Have you got a dog?
I do.
Apparently, playing with your dog boosts oxytocin.
Now, what'll that do for me?
I don't know. Put you in a good mood, I'd say. Put you in good form.
Smiley, happy.
Yeah. Okay. New research is out. Apparently, it says letting your child play with a family dog could be beneficial for them both. That's not a surprise, really, is it?
No, I'm not one bit surprised. Dogs are the best.
I don't have a dog.
You need a dog.
Casey's always trying to convince me to get a dog. He has two dogs.
I would be with him on that.
Yeah.
I'm currently
what
Googling
kind of dog
oxytocin.
Do you have?
I have a cross between a lab and a retriever.
Okay.
She's nearly 10 years old.
Is she?
And she acts as though she is 6 months.
Does she? Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Belle.
Oh.
Belle, yeah.
Is she cute?
Not as in ding dong, as in beauty in French.
Oh, yes.
Now, my father did start saying ding dong, and yeah, he eventually started to answer to that as well. So
she's cute. So you've had her for a long time.
She's the best. Yeah, I've had her about 9.5 years,
I'd say. You go. Well, scientists are saying that you get a burst of beneficial hormone called oxytocin after fun interactions with canines.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Like, the reason I don't have one is because there's nobody at home, Katie Jane, all day.
You see, this is it. You do have to be logical about it, because they do need lots of love and affection. Even though you get it from them, they need it back.
They do.
Like,
the dog's just going to be walking around the house going, well, this is no crack.
Well,
where
it depends.
Are all the people?
It depends, because if it is a lab or a retriever, one of those, they get great enjoyment out of eating everything.
I know, yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
So, and they don't grow out of that until they're about 5.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They're still chewing on a sofa leg.
There was one time, yeah, we were at home. However, the dog, a bit like a child, you know, when things go very quiet.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, where's she gone?
Okay.
We had a treadmill.
Okay.
We had a treadmill.
Oh my gosh, she went for the treadmill.
She went for the plug.
Which, for the plug. I mean, seriously.
She was electric after it.
Yes, she was.
Up the walls.
Thank God she was on a serious note. Thank God she was all right.
It's fine. It wasn't plugged in.
I know. But still, you know, there's wires.
She didn't actually eat it.
Sharpie bits.
She didn't ingest it.
There you go.
She just ripped it apart. Also, in the latest, I actually have some latest things too, Vic, you know.
Okay, tell me.
You're not
me.
The only one around
all
here
right,
with
go
latest
on, go
things.
On.
Alexandra Burke is engaged.
Oh.
Two. Darren Randall.
Oh, that's right.
Mm.
The Irish goalie.
Correct.
Is he retired
former,
now?
I want to say former. Is Rory O'Hagan listening? If you are, can you appear at the window and say
can we
yes
have a chat?
Or no?
Yeah,
yes
Darren
or no.
Randolph. I think you're right, actually. I think maybe he is retired. Is he? Is he?
I'm gonna presume that he is. Rory! He's not
Rory!
Around. He's But they welcomed their first child in June 2022.
That's right.
And second in September last year. Mm. We don't know their names. They keep mm-hmm. them private, which I think is quite nice.
Yeah.
And they revealed that they became engaged on... but we don't know actually when they became engaged, but they told us yesterday.
Yeah.
They told us yesterday.
I don't know about keeping the names private.
Really?
Does my head in. I'm just being honest.
I have no input on this. Because
you know,
I am
like
childless.
When they take the picture of the foot, the baby's foot, or the baby's finger or fingernail, or
just to say I have one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then they don't tell you if it's a boy or a girl. They don't tell you what the name is. I like to know the name.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, but then names get scrutinised.
I know, and also you see,
and
I
it
suppose,
is a butter child.
Yeah, and if you're in the public eye, you're trying to protect the child.
Of course,
I get that.
Of course,
I do
you
get
are.
That.
We get it. But
it just annoys
you
me.
You just don't
I'm
agree
really
with
nosy.
It. You can get it and not agree, can't you? Rory, there's consternation about the United game yesterday.
And not how poor Man United were.
Yeah.
They were absolutely dreadful. It was like one of the worst performances I've ever seen.
If you're trying to rise someone now this morning, it won't be me.
I'm not rising anyone. It was just
Finney.
A genuinely terrible performance from start to finish. It was abject. Then Bruno Fernandes gets sent off. That compounds that. It was just absolutely terrible. And there's big questions now over Erik ten Hag and whether or not he's going to be staying on. Another couple of results like that, you'd think his position would be untenable.
Do you know what?
No.
I have a better scoreline for you.
What?
The Garvey Super Value Kerry Senior Football County Championship yesterday.
Well, does anyone care?
Say it like it.
You're
is,
quick
right?
This morning. You're quick
hey.
On Monday. I have a good one for you, though. You'll
okay.
love this one. Dingle Dang and Ikush took on Milltown Castlemaine yesterday
okay.
in Tralee.
Yeah.
Scoreline.
Uh-huh.
Dingle Dang and Ikush, 18 points. Milltown Castlemaine. 1 point.
An epic.
Oh. How's that? So can someone just tell Erik ten Hag that and make him feel a smally bit better this morning? How about that, huh? Red FM breakfast.
KC on Cork's Good Times. Fred FM.
But you'll always be part of me. That's our wonderful Keen Ducrow. It's Part of Me on Cork's Good Times, Red FM. That particular song had me in streams of tears in Virgin Media Park during the summer.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
In something a bit lighter, we've got okay. The VIPs.
Yeah, Rebel yes. Wilson got married over the weekend. Did you hear about this?
I did. It's in the papers this morning.
Yeah, so she's been with her now wife, yeah. Ramona Agruma. I hope I said that right.
Agruma.
Okay. A-G-R-U-M-A, Agruma. We'll go with Agruma.
Right.
They first met in 2021. You know, they had a little girl, didn't they, a couple of years ago called Royce.
Royce
Lillian.
Yes, yes, yes.
And yeah, they got married in Sardinia over the weekend. So congratulations to her. She's had a kind of a tumultuous few months, hasn't she, with all this, you know, her book
she
came out.
The book thing with, what's his name from
yeah,
Borat?
Yeah.
What's his name? Nah, forget
Sasha.
Sasha Baron Cohen.
Yes.
There we go.
My God, I am so surprised that
everybody is on
managed to remember that
fantastic.
Name on a Monday morning.
Apparently they got married in Italy because it was the first place that they visited as a couple on holiday.
Is she not Italian? I think maybe the wife is Italian.
That is
Ramona Agruma. Yeah, I could be wrong, but I had a feeling she was Italian. But anyway, yeah. Happy days.
They went public with the relationship in May 2022, posted a photo on Instagram and captioned it, "I thought I was searching for a Disney prince, but maybe what I really needed all this time was a Disney princess. Hashtag love is love." That's lovely.
That is really nice.
Congrats.
Absolutely.
Congrats.
Lady Gaga was on the Graham Norton show over the weekend. She revealed that it was actually the president of France who let it slip that she'd gotten engaged. So she's engaged now to, I think he's one of those tech entrepreneurs.
Correct.
People-y.
Yeah.
Michael Polanski, I think is his name. And yeah, she was chatting to Graham about how it slipped out. Have a listen.
We went to Paris for the Olympics and the prime minister actually like had his like people filming us while they were like saying hello. And they caught me saying, "Oh, this is my fiance." And I was trying to keep it hidden, but then, you know, they announced it to everyone. Yeah. But that was kind of fun. We got engaged actually on April 1st. Actually, I thought he was joking. He was not. But yeah, it was really nice.
It always like slips out, doesn't it? This is like the Adele thing. You remember when Adele was doing all of her residencies in Las Vegas?
Well, and some of the ones that went ahead.
Some of the ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. We won't talk about the rest. She kept referring to Rich Paul as her husband.
Yeah.
But she wasn't actually married. And so then there was all this like, are they engaged? Are they married? What's going on? So, yeah, listen, I suppose.
They
probably want to try and have a bit of a private life, you see. That's the problem, isn't it?
I think, yeah, because I mean, even couples that aren't in the public eye do this, where they're like, okay, let's just keep it in a little family bubble for a little bit and then we'll tell everyone else.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Well, you
That's
see.
That's what I think happens, is it?
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me, because I only got married this year.
Yeah.
We just didn't tell anybody, really.
That you were engaged?
Not really. Until we kind of, we just told people.
Until you sent out the invites?
No, we just told people when we saw them. Do you know what I mean?
I do, yeah. And I can't see anything wrong with that either.
Low key, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you wouldn't be fussy, sure you wouldn't.
Wouldn't be that fussy.
You wouldn't be on the radio every morning or anything like that.
It, yeah.
You wouldn't be one for the limelight, picture, you wouldn't.
No. I'm a bit of a wallflower, me. The other big news that's been coming out over the weekend is, of course, Philip Schofield has been kind of lashing into some of his ex-work mates. He has labelled three people in particular as not being particularly loyal to him when all of the, hit the fan.
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually said who those three people are, but of course this has now caused a big massive question mark of who is it that wasn't loyal to him, who didn't stand by him. You and I were speculating a little earlier on in the show about who it might be, and I did drop Holly's name in there. I don't know if they're still friends. I don't know what happened there, but this, of course, is all coming out in his new show.
I don't think she would still have the support of a lot of the television industry if they were friends.
Oh.
What do you reckon? She was at the NTAs.
She was, yeah.
Now, her husband is also in television.
He's a big, big man in television. Mm-hmm. Like, he's kind of producer, isn't he?
I think
he produces a lot of those shows, Dan Baldwin. This morning was one of them. He was producing that, wasn't he?
Was he?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. When I hear Philip Schofield trying to call people out for not being loyal to him, I've got a raised eyebrow and a bit of a smirk at that one now, to be honest. I don't know what to make of it.
I hear you, but that's definitely the tack he's taking now anyway, in blaming a load of other people for not standing by him and saying that they should have stood by him.
Possibly just marketing for the new show?
Absolutely.
That's on tonight.
Channel 5. Streaming platform. Oh, sorry, I keep thinking the streaming platforms. Channel 5, you're right, yeah. It's called Castaway. I think it's only three parts.
Is that all?
They strapped a camera to him, sent him off to an island in the Indian Ocean and said, go on, get on with it. Tell us why you're sorry and what's going to happen to your life from now on.
Yeah. When you said streaming platforms, all I could think of was no one would buy that.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Your next watch, stream The Penguin, starring Colin Farrell, with a Now Entertainment membership.
Country music of a Monday morning, that's Dasha. It's Austin and Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It is 7:53. And it's Katie, Jane and Vic with you this morning. Good morning to you, Vic.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Come here, did you know that all this week we have memberships for District Health and Leisure Silver Springs to be one?
This is cool, isn't it?
It's to celebrate their fifth anniversary.
Yeah.
They're having a family open day on Saturday, this Saturday coming, October 5th. It's going to be music, children's entertainment, food, inflatables, the whole shebang lot. And to celebrate, we have 3-month memberships for District Health and Leisure to give away all of this week.
Nice.
All I wanted this morning was for you to tell me which celeb was headed to the gym.
The first time I did it, like 10 years ago, the sort of press, particularly the industry press in America, was like, why is he saying these awful things to the most beautiful people? You know, and then by the fifth time, right, they were going, good, give it to him, we're sick of celebrities.
So for the 3-month membership for District Health and Leisure at Silver Springs, who has won it?
Good morning, it's Marguerite Standish here. I am on my way from Glanmire to Blarney. And it is Ricky Gervais in the gym this morning. Thank you.
Marguerite, it absolutely is Ricky Gervais in the gym this morning. You've got yourself a 3-month membership for District Health and Leisure Silver Springs. Happy 5th anniversary to the gang. Open day this Saturday. Perfect excuse to tour the gym. More music, 7:55 of a Monday morning. After 8 o'clock this morning. Very serious business. We want you to come on and play the pop quiz with us. I have your qualifying question here. Simple for a Monday morning. Danny O'Donoghue is the lead singer of which Irish band? 0868 104 106. Text or WhatsApp who you are, where you are this morning. Danny O'Donoghue is the lead singer of which Irish band? We'd love you to come on and play the pop quiz. We've got €1,000 up for grabs and a voucher for Easy Living just for coming on.
FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream Man U versus Porto this Thursday with a Now Sports Extra membership.
That's Charlie XCX. It's Apple and Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Do you know the dance, Vic? Do you know the Apple dance?
No.
Shame on you. Have you not had a brat summer?
No.
Oh, ridiculous. I don't believe it.
Well, I have, but you know, they're just people live in my house.
Oh. That's a different kind of a brat, Vic.
Yeah,
a different
kind
of a brat. Now, do you like this little ditty I have going on here?
I do, yeah.
It's very Hollywood, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, because, Vic, all week we're celebrating the fantastic miniseries, The Penguin.
Oh, yeah.
Can you say penguin?
Penguin.
Penguin.
How do you
say
it?
Do you ever hear people say penguin?
No.
Penguin?
Yeah. No, penguin.
A penguin. Anyway, The Penguin is available to stream on Now. Did you know that?
That's right. There's a lot of talk about this.
Now you do. The Penguin, starring Colin Farrell, is now streaming on Now with new episodes every Monday. Episode 1 is available to stream right now, with episode 2 dropping today as well. That's September 30th, which is today. The Batman saga continues with Colin Farrell reprising his role as The Penguin, Gotham's master criminal, following the disfigured gangster as he lays claim to Gotham City's criminal underworld. We have a daily prize, Vic.
We do. This is pretty cool, isn't it?
It's very good. 6-month Now Entertainment membership, and you will go into the draw for the grand prize at the end of the week. Now, that's a grand prize indeed.
This is a good one at the end of the week, yeah.
On Friday, one overall winner will be upgraded and win return flights for two people from Dublin to Manchester. £100 airport travel allowance.
Nice.
Two nights accommodation at the five-star Gotham Hotel.
Cool.
Like what they've done there. Breakfast for two people in the hotel restaurant each morning.
Yep.
And travel insurance.
That's a great prize, isn't
now,
it?
Now, that's lovely. That's lovely. So, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
This is a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Penguin has taken over Cork City, right? And he's stolen some famous pieces. We want to know what he's stolen or maybe where he's stolen them from.
Yeah, we have a clue.
We have a clue. I want you to tell me where this is or what this is. It's Cork landmark, would you say, Vic?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, right. Here you go. 0868 104 106. WhatsApp voice notes, please. Who you are, where you are. And this is your clue. Bird feathers standing tall in an East Cork town.
Mm-hmm. Eagle feathers specifically.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Eagle feathers
standing tall in an East Cork town.
Yes.
I think it's doable, do you?
I think so, yeah. We'll see.
Just a small bit of brain power required of a Monday morning. Mm-hmm. Nothing too heavy. Nothing too heavy. 0868 104 106. Who you are, where you are. And your answer to that clue in a WhatsApp voice note, please. That's Rihanna at S&M on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. That's a bit, I don't know, something.
It's a bit raunchy for this time of the
Monday morning. Right, would we do the pop quiz, Vic?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the money.
This morning, we have Emma, I think. Do we have Emma?
We have the gorgeous Emma on line one.
Hello.
Morning, Emma. How are ya?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm brilliant. flying it. Myself and Vic are here flying it. Yeah. Where are you this morning?
I am in work for my sins.
Yeah.
I love the way you said you were in work and not working.
Yes.
I love
work. Well, I can't work when I'm on the phone. I have an important call to take.
Oh, exactly. Yes, indeed. Exactly. So Emma works on the Lee Road.
Okay.
She was on with us before. Remember. Was it an 8 out of 10, Emma?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to go
for this morning. We're very close.
And can I just tell you what Emma said to me on the phone? She said, if I win today, it means that KC is my bad luck charm. Because the last time she was on, she got an 8 out of 10. So I'm actually just secretly hoping that you get this, that you win today, so that we can prove that KC is, in fact,
that'd be great fun. I'd have that over him forever.
You would.
Right. When we go
okay,
for it,
let's do it.
You have your qualifying answer anyway, Emma, don't you?
Yes.
Perfect. That's answer number one. So we'll go for it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Danny O'Donoghue is the lead singer of which Irish band?
The Script.
Alison Hammond and Noel Fielding host which TV competition?
Oh, who is it?
Alison Hammond and Noel Fielding host which TV competition?
Is it The Great British Bake Off?
Poker Face is a song by which American pop star?
Lady Gaga.
In Disney's The Lion King, what animal is Mufasa?
A lion.
You're going to need a bigger boat as a lion from which movie?
Oh.
Go on, guess it.
Jaws.
What career are Kate Moss, Naomi Campbell and Tyra Banks best known for?
Modelling.
Which Bayesian superstar is well-known fan of Rashida Adeleke?
Oh, God. Rihanna.
What animal did Britney Spears famously carry on her shoulders during an award show performance?
Snake.
Who is the most followed person on Instagram?
Ooh, Kendall Jenner.
Wrexham AFC is owned by Rob McElhenney and which other...
Just out of time. Oh, you were close, Emma.
You are so good at pop culture.
Oh, for God's sake.
She flies through them.
That is wild. Let's go through them.
That was really good.
You're so good.
Yeah.
Do you be glued? You must be glued to the Daily Mail, are you?
I do all the Googling before I text in.
Oh, there you go.
Brilliant.
On
brilliant.
The ball, Emma.
Now, if you only... I think your only problem, Emma, is speed. I think that's where you're falling down. So you're actually going to have to go in practice, I think, pop quizzes at home. Because, no, you'll get the 1,000.
Because she's got nothing better to do.
I don't know. How do I know?
Bless her.
Well, she's not working.
She's on the phone to us.
She's just in there.
That's a good point.
Anyway.
That's a good point.
Come here, right? Alison Hammond and Noel Fielding, you got that. That was the British Bake Off. Poker Face is Lady Gaga. Mufasa is a lion. You did eventually guess you're going to need a bigger boat. That is Jaws.
Yeah.
So you'll have that forevermore.
Yeah.
The models are known for modelling. And you did get the fan of Rashida Adelecki. That is Rihanna.
Yeah.
Britney Spears wore a snake at the VMAs.
Yeah, I think
Naughties
so.
Era.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Most followed person on Instagram. That was the only one you got wrong.
And
we got
it. Who is it?
Who did you say it was, Emma?
I said Kendall Jenner.
That's a good guess. That's
so close, guess. I'd say that's very close. It's Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, Ronaldo.
He's the
yeah.
The outrage. The outrage.
How dare he?
Most followed individual sports person and European on Instagram. He's got over 638 million followers.
Has he?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not one of them.
You're outraged.
Me neither.
And come here, you'll never again follow him. Emma, that was another. That was if you had got Ronaldo, you would have had the 8.
9 out of 10.
Was it? I thought it was 7.
Seven out of 10. Seven. But do you know what we have got for you? We've got a €50 easy living voucher making its way to you, Emma.
Jesus.
You'll get a whole bed this rich.
You will,
keep going.
Bed sofa.
All the €50 vouchers. Come here, Emma. Thanks a million. You're a superstar.
Well done.
Lovely. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye. 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 Bye.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Arsenal face Paris Saint-Germain this Tuesday. Catch the action with a Now Sports Extra membership.
That's Sabrina Carpenter. It's Please, Please, Please on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. I'm Katie Jane. That over there is Vic. Good morning, Vic.
Hi, how are you?
I'll chat away there, mad, until I get my bed.
I will, absolutely. No bother.
You'd be doing 50 million jobs, wouldn't you, Vic?
I would.
Amateur's great crack.
Yeah.
It's great crack. Do you know what also is great crack?
Yeah.
All this week, we're celebrating the fantastic miniseries, The Penguin.
Yes, The Penguin.
The Penguin, which is available to stream on Now. There's 2 episodes from today available on Now, starring Colin Farrell. And we are giving away, to celebrate all this, a 6-month Now Entertainment membership every day this week. And you will go into the draw for the grand prize at the end of the week. It is a return flight for 2 people to Dublin, Manchester, and there's money and there's breakfast and there's travel insurance.
There's all kinds of
stuff
going on.
It's a brilliant prize. It's a brilliant prize. That's on Friday. Today, what was our clue, Vic?
Our clue was eagle feathers standing tall in an East Cork town.
So we were looking to know what were those eagle feathers weren't we?
Yeah, eagle feathers standing tall in this East Cork town.
I think Holly has the answer.
Okay.
Hi, Vic. Hi Katie, I'm just on the way into college. The statue is a kindred spirits and they're eagle feathers in Middleton.
Brilliant, 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 brilliant.
She's got it all
she's
there.
She's got it, she's
hasn't
got it.
She?
Nailed it.
Who is it?
Holly.
Holly. Holly, you're a star. You got it all. Well
Holly
done.
Holly Murphy.
You don't even need to go to college. You know too much already.
There you go. There you go. Congrats, Holly. You've got your 6-month Now well Entertainment done. Membership and you're going into the draw for the grand prize at the end of the week. Another well tomorrow.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Apocalypse Now. Stream The Walking Dead. Daryl Dixon. The Book of Carol. Weekly with Now.
That's Beyonce. It's Texas Hold'em on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM and it's Red FM Breakfast. It's Katie Jane with Vic. She's over there.
How are you?
I'm great. It's 8:53 of a Monday morning.
It is.
And this weekend, Vic, there's something very, very special happening, isn't there?
There is indeed. This has been a few weeks in the making now. For everyone that's been listening, you'll have heard all of our amazing 10 mini heroes. Oh. We've been playing clips the last 2 weeks. We picked a team of 10 that we'll be assembling this Saturday and they will be heading for the best day out ever. They're going to be heading to FOTA where they'll get VIP treatment, pizza party and lots of other brilliant behind the scenes things that they'll get on Saturday. And then they're going to be whisked from FOTA straight over to Virgin Media Park where they're going to watch the Munster versus Ospreys rugby match and they're going to form a guard of honour.
Are they?
for the players. They're going to meet the players and they're going to form a guard of honour. And this is all thanks, of course, to John and all of our friends in Blackpool Shopping District, where everything's waiting for you. So we're really excited. That's happening this Saturday.
Yeah.
Assemble team mini heroes.
So lovely. Yeah. And thank you to everyone who got involved, I suppose.
Oh, we had so many entries. I have to tell you, myself and Casey read through every single one of them. Thank you to everybody that applied. And yeah, I think we're going to try and probably do this once a year now because we got such a good response.
It'd be so lovely, wouldn't it? I hope everyone has the best day.
Absolutely.
On Saturday. The best day. That's The Weeknd. It's Dancing in the Flames on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM and that is it from us this morning. Thank you so much for keeping us company. We will be back with you tomorrow morning. So from myself, Katie Jane. Vic, are you going to say goodbye?
I just knocked my head against the microphone. Thank God that bit didn't come out on air, even though I've just told everyone. We'll see you in the morning, lads.
Slán agus beannacht.
First. With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies, and sports. No contract. Now you know.